This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, another conversation about Oregon Women in Timber. Tiffany Roddy's from Roseburg Forest Products that is part of Oregon Women in Timber joining us on the phone. Tiffany, good morning.
Hey, good morning from Sun River.
Sun River, wow, what a beautiful place, but I suspect it's a little cooler there right now than it is here.
Yes, way cooler than down in the valley, but a beautiful place nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we wanted to talk about one of the aspects of Oregon Women in Timber, and of course, we're having these conversations because National Forest Products Month is in October, and time to bring a lot of conversations around the topic to the table. One of the things that your organization works on is education of young people. Talk about some of the things that you do in that regard and how it lays out.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, Oregon Women in Timber, OWIT, we're a nonprofit educational organization. So we've been around since 1978. And our entire mission is to create awareness and appreciation for, you know, the value of trees and encourage understanding about protection, management, and conservation of the forests. And we can't really do that without the awareness and education aspect. So we participate in different industry meetings, presenting at fair booths, going to conferences, things like TV and radio, letter writing campaigns, and other visits. So some of the educational things that we really pride ourselves on is the Talk About Trees program. So these are offered free to pre-K through eighth grade students. Teachers can request this program at talkabouttrees.us. Again, that's talkabouttrees.us. We offer these programs for free. We also offer educational programs at the Oregon Logging Conference up in Eugene in February. We will take local fourth and sixth grade students into the fairgrounds for presentations and tours with the equipment. And then we also have educational programs on Saturday for the Logging Conference's family day event. So we build bird feeders, make paper, and do other age-appropriate tree activities.
And how often do you get an opportunity to get out and present these classes in the, to the classrooms?
Pretty often. I mean, it just depends chapter by chapter. You know, we have eight chapters across the state, and there are varying levels of involvement. So, you know, I'm pretty involved with the Douglas County and Lane County chapters, and these can be monthly activities. I would say most of them are more grouped around the logging conference, of course, but you'll be able to see us at, you know, the Douglas County Fair, the Lane County Fair, other various county and state fairs. So, you know, if you see someone dressed up as a Douglas fir tree, that's our mascot, Conifer, and kids seem to love it. So come up and say hello when you see us.
And what kind of response do you get from young people? Are you finding that they don't have a lot of knowledge about forestry?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of concerning to me being a forester and, you know, working out in the woods here. You know, Oregon is the mecca for our industry. And to go into schools or have, you know, field tours where we bring kids out to the woods, it's pretty regular to hear that that's the first time that that child has been to the woods. And I find that to be a sin. So it's just crazy to me that we live in this beautiful state and most kids are not getting to the woods. So, you know, we want to facilitate that. We want to get kids excited. It's always a joy when we have students, you know, go through a program and say, hey, I didn't realize this is something I could do. I love being outside. But then, you know, we have students who maybe it's not for them. But again, this industry isn't just people going out into the woods. There are so many supporting facets to, you know, what we do and what we need as far as an industry. So there's always somewhere to plug people in.
And obviously, a lot of jobs that are tied to forest and forest-related jobs in Oregon, and maybe that's even a point for the conversation with the young people as well, about all the different opportunities that are either directly or indirectly related to forestry in the woods.
Yeah, that's true. So in Oregon, we have about 71,000 total jobs in the forestry and wood products industry. That's about an $18 billion output for our GDP. So I want to say it's almost 4% of the entire state GDP. And I mean, when you think about, you know, not just the base jobs that we have, because again, this is everything in the woods, everything in manufacturing, all of the office support, all of the outlying industries. I mean, this is a big deal for our state and our economy. And, you know, for every dollar that, you know, goes into someone's wage, there's a multiplier on that where that gets reinvested in the community. That starts other small businesses that, you know, provide support or that our industry relies on. So it's a far-reaching effect where, again, anyone can really plug in and do any variety of job within this industry.
And tied to forestry as well, talk about the relation of forested watersheds, for instance, with water quality.
Yeah. So, you know, our water comes off of forests, you know, around our communities. And a lot of these are privately managed working forests. And there was a report issued, I believe, by OFRI. I'd have to go back and find that, so I'll have that for next week. But they've done water quality testing, and the cleanest water comes off of working forests. So think about where you want your water coming from. Do you want it coming off of a managed, replanted green forest, or do you want it coming off of an unmanaged, burned out, you know, bare soil type of forest? So, yeah, we're very proud that we have the cleanest water quality.
Now, if people want to find out more about Oregon Women in Timber, or particularly your Douglas County chapter, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can reach out to us on our website. That's ORWIT, ORWIT.org. Again, that's ORWIT.org. Or look us up online. I mean, we're on all types of social media. We're active on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn. We're doing a lot of social media for Forest Products Month and then next week for Forest Products Week. So check us out and figure out how you can get plugged in with us.
All right, Tiffany Roddy from the Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women in Timber. Tiffany, we'll talk to you next Monday.
Awesome. See you then.
All right, 8:38 at the morning report.
Passionate, comprehensive mental health care, primary care.